Clyde, just say your name in there, I'll get a level on this.
Clyde Case.
Let's see, a little too high. Say something else. Where do you live here, Clyde?
Duck, West Virginia.
Okay, why don't you just say that now?
Clyde Case, Duck, West Virginia.
Okay, now do the poor old Potty one.
Poor old Potty, she died last Friday. The poor old creature, the turkey birds have eaten her. Poor old Patty, she died last Friday. The poor old creature, the turkey birds have eaten her. Hookity crickety, hi gang sal, every year clippity, what's that now?
That's pretty good. I got a little too high on the level though. Try it again.
Hookity crickety, hi gang sal, every year clippity, what's that now? As I was going up the heaple steeple, there I met a heap of people. Some were nicky, some were knacky, some were the color of brown tobacco. How in the world... How in the world did the old folks know the lilac sugar in my coffee? Oh... How in the world did the old folk know the lilac sugar in my coffee? Oh,
I can't get that lilac sugar.
I'll tell you how that they found out. They found sugar in the coffee spout. How in the world did the old folk know the lilac sugar in my coffee? Oh. How in the world did the old folk know that I like sugar in my coffee? Oh, tell you how that they found out. They found sugar in the coffee spout. How in the world did the old folks know that I like sugar in my coffee? Oh, tell you how that they found out. They found sugar in the coffee spout. Little minnow in the brook, daddy caught him on a hook. Mommy fried him in the pan, baby eat him like a man. Davy, Davy, blue-eyed Davy, he got drunk on chicken and gravy. Old man, give me chew tobacco. If you ain't got homemade, give me manufactured. How much, what do you want to, oh. Me and my wife and a stump-tailed dog crossed the river on a humpback log. The log turned over and we all fell in. Round and around we go again. I had a cow and she had a calf. She'd give buttermilk, wouldn't I laugh?
Tell me how to spell that.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Hippity clinch, zeal's up, never stop to get on top of the ER, grasshopper.
What was the other one?
To you, izzard turkey, to you, izzard why, to you, izzard turkey buzzard, going to fly. Oh, the grasshopper leaned up against the fence and he laughed till his side was sore. The cricket said, you're laughing at me and I'll not play with you anymore.
Very many weeks, I'm sure, well, not three. And then finally they got out on the sea and the ship sprung a leak and sunk. Mm-hmm. I don't just remember.
Yeah.
All about it.
Well, it got pretty nice this evening, didn't it?
Yeah, it turned out nice. I was hoping maybe we'd get a little bit more rain, but maybe a little later.
Yeah.
Our garden's producing pretty good. It's getting tomatoes. Lots of tomatoes, and they're good this year. They ain't a bit sour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're good.
I've got the awful stand of sweet corn you ever saw.
Yeah?
Yep. We canned up corn today, and we're going to can corn tomorrow.
Well, we picked, I gave all the neighbors corn one time, and she picked a bushel. We put ours in the freezer. Russ, he canned some, too. Mm-hmm. I like cream corn. I don't like the grain, big grain. I like the cream. Mm-hmm. And she put a bunch in the freezer. And, you know, in the wintertime, you can take it out, and it just tastes exactly like to get out in the garden and get some corn. Man, it's good. Mm-hmm.
I told you I saw Lewis Ballinger.
Yeah, uh-huh. I haven't saw Lewis to talk to him since. Well, tell me, what about your water supply? You got plenty of water?
Well, we got our well's pretty dependable, but the creeks, they're about dried up. Just back down. After that rain, they were running again. Now they're back down to just a hole here and there.
What I was thinking about your electrical apparatus.
Oh, that there's not enough water to run that. But I've got sun power too. I've got a thing that makes power from the sun.
Oh boy.
So that's for a backup, you know. Mm. It doesn't make a lot, but we have to be real careful now about how much we use.
Well, I've got plenty of water. I've got two ponds up there. There's one of them I hold water 100 gallons at a time and watered the garden for a long time. And then the other one's on up there is hooked to my bathroom and hot water heater and everything. And then I've got another reservoir up in the heart of there. Hmm. Used to be a deer lick. It's hooked to the house that we were using. And it's bound to be getting low. I'm afraid to look at it. Mm-hmm. That's for the drinking water and the cooking water. Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of water in the pond up there, but it's got algae in it.
Yeah.
And that algae gets the water just looks pretty and clear, and it goes in the hot water heater, and when it gets hot, and that stuff
starts growing,
makes it dark.
Yeah.
And so we go to up to the laundromat and wash. Yeah. Although we got plenty of water, but we got the gas roof shut and boys went up there today.
Sounds like a hen house in there, Paul.
Oh, they're enjoying themselves. Man, they're enjoying themselves. Outside of that, it's an awful nice and quiet around here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good place to sleep, good place to live, a good place to go to bed and go to sleep. And I thought of an occasional car going up down the road down there. It was nothing ever.
How many people live above here?
There's three houses up there, Lewis, and a man by the name of Furby. And then there's another house up in above them that's unoccupied. The man and his wife bought it, and they parted. And, So, ain't nobody in it yet. This here road used to go across the hill. Used to be a riding trail. What I mean, a mailman went across the hill over an otter.
Uh-huh.
But he carries a car now, and he just goes up and back and then goes up around the survey.
Mm-hmm.
And the road across the hill was probably full of trees now. He probably couldn't even ride a horse across it. So it's a stub road, and anybody goes up and down lives up there usually, or the villain, somebody does live up there. Reckon you ain't seen any more rattlesnakes.
Nope.
Well, that there was really something.
Oh, we got is that a new moon, is it?
Yeah, it's a new moon. And it's a dry one, too.
A dry one?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
All poured out. If it's on its back holding water, it's a wet moon.
Huh. And that one's tilted downward.
That in the whole water, the water.
Now, does that mean we're going to have dry weather?
That's a dry moon, of course. I don't mean it won't rain at all, but that means that it won't be
as much rain as it would be if it was up on its back. And it also means it's time for me to be digging potatoes. Also digging my potatoes in the light moon.
In light of, does this moon have a name?
That's the first quarter.
But it's not like the harvest moon. It's probably the
no.
Next one, isn't it?
The harvest moon will come for about another month. So many weeks. And after that will be the hunter's moon. What the Indians call the hunter's moon. Did you ever notice, I don't know whether you ever noticed or not, but if you've got cows expecting, I suppose sheep the same way, I don't know, but if you've got cows that's expecting, whenever the moon changes, you're going to watch.
Yeah.
Because that's when they're coming, that's calves are coming.
Yeah.
Women the same way.
Yeah.
Whenever the moon changes.
Yeah, she knows that. She's working at the hospital.
Whenever the moon changes, well. Well, I didn't read any place. I know, I've know, I watched all my life.
Yeah. Did you do all your planting by signs?
I never pay a bit of attention to signs. You know, there's lots of people that swear by them. There's people go to church down here that passes each other calendars back and forth. And they look and says certain days, good day to plant such and such. And the next day, and I don't plant anything, it'll rot in the ground or so and so, but I never pay a bit of attention. Whenever I get ready to plant, I'll just plant. And I never tell a bit of difference in the world.
But you do pay attention to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just like this. If the moon can cause the tides, if it can raise that much water, it's bound to have some power.
Yeah.
Then besides that, I've noticed something else. Now, you take in the spring, and you're planting corn. We don't raise corn now, but it used to be raised a lot of corn. And you plant corn in a light moon, and I've seen it, you couldn't hardly reach the first ear with your corn cutter.
Yeah.
And you plant in dark moon, it won't get in ears at all. Same with potatoes. You can plant potatoes down there in the light moon. They'll be right on top of the ground. Being careful, they'll sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
You can plant them in the dark moon. They're right there down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I used to make boards. I used to make shingles. Covered lots of buildings with them. And you can put them shingles on the light moon. They just curl up and look like a friendly chicken. You put them on dark moon, they just suck down it.
Yeah.
Well, you can take a board. You can try it sometime. You just take a board, light moon, right now, for instance. Anytime the moon shines before 12 o'clock, it's supposed to be light moon. But preferably, if it's a full moon. You throw a board out there on the ground, and then the ends will come up, and the grass will grow under it.
Yeah.
And you throw it down in the dark moon, it'll just suck down the ground, and it'll kill every blade of grass under it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a fact. That's ain't something you read someplace. That's something you notice.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with hay. You can cut hay in light moon. It all seems like it's a third easier to cure somewhere. I don't know. But now, when the signs in this and that and the other, the fact of the matter is. I've got almanacs and I can read the signs, but I don't know when this is in that and that's in there. A lot of people can tell you, every one of them, not even paying attention to it. But I believe there is something in a way, because I don't believe in horoscopes or things like that, but I've read. You know, these are papers, some of them you get to give your birth date, you know, and tell what your traits are. A lot of them will work out pretty good.
Yeah.
They really will. You know
how I feel about that? I don't even look at it.
I don't either.
Because I feel like if it happens to something, say something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
if you happen to read it, it may.
Yeah.
It may have, if you don't pay any attention to it, I don't believe there's anything to it.
Well, another thing, the Bible speaks against it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says it's not right. But I was born in July, the 19th of July, and I'm called a moon baby. I mean, the moon was controlled of whatever signs there is. And I've told people this, and they laugh at you, but it's the truth. Whenever it comes a full moon, I can't sleep. I have trouble sleeping. My wife bought the facial window blinds. You pull them down, they don't show, no matter how much the moon shines, don't show
you know,
a bit of light.
Claude,
don't make a bit of difference.
You know I'm exactly the same way.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I've told people that, and they thought it was crazy.
And I've had dogs, when a full moon, they will just run and tear around.
Yeah.
Them. Oh, they won't just carry on all night long.
When's your birthday?
August 21st.
Well, first.
But now, why would you be called a moon baby?
Because the moon was controlled of whatever signs there was.
Uh-huh.
The moon is my.
Well, I know.
My sign.
I know my. I don't know much about it, but I know the signs were just changing on my birthday.
Mm.
The next day they changed or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, now. The signs I was born under is supposed to control from about the 20-something to June, about 25th June, on up to about the 25th July before it changes. And I was born on the 19th.
Uh-huh.
But that moon, where that moon's full, I just cannot sleep. No matter how tired I am or what I do or anything about it, I just can't get sleepy. And I told people that, and they thought, ah, oh, you're just, you know, it's all in your head. But
yeah.
It ain't all in my head either. I know better. But like I say about planting in the signs, I've heard people, you know, there used to be an old homestead up in the hall there, and they had a bunch of apple trees there. Bought apple trees, good apple trees, grown beauties and different kinds. And over the years, that was years ago, and over the years the apple trees all died out, but there's enough, the stalk would eat it and they'd scatter the seeds around the seedling apple trees all over the place. Well, after I retired in 1973, and after I retired, even before I retired, I got me a bunch of cattle, and they'd lay around in them apple trees and eat, and they wouldn't get out and eat grass. And besides that, there's a danger of getting choked. I've had a few choked, not right lately, but I've had them choked bad. So I decided I'd just deaden them. I didn't have time to cut them down and do anything with them. It was all over the place. I'd go up there and I deadened them apple trees three different times, three different years. You go up there and dead them just whenever the sap come up, just girdle them and take a piece of bark that long off clear around them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of heel over on each edge and go right ahead and just have bushels of apples on them.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't know when the sign was or anything, but one year I went up there and I didn't have much time. I didn't have an axe, I had a hatchet. I just took and hacked a ring around them. Them trees died dead at 4 o'clock in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah.
I don't know what sign it was or anything about it, but I deadened them two or three times before that.
I've had people tell me different signs for killing things like that, for cutting brush and whatnot.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just hacked around them things and it killed them. It killed them, every one. And I've heard people say that you could take and dig a post hole. And you can put a post in there and just tamp it all you want to, and it'll always be loose. under certain signs.
It would what?
Always be loose.
Yeah.
Always shake it.
Well, I've heard about the moons, yeah.
And you could, and other times you could put a post in there and tamp it, and it'd just be like cementing. No, I don't know. I never paid attention to
that. The only thing I've heard about that is always put them in the dark to the moon.
Yeah. Well, there's, I had a piece of ground up there. Like I say, after retired, it'd been awful good ground, rich, and some of it had been meadow, and some had been pasture, and it grew up pretty bad. It grew up in weeds and briars as high as that there truck there, and the rabbits couldn't get through it. So I got a man, had a bush hog, back stack. He came up there one day in spring, and then went over that, and I'm telling you what the truth. They wasn't, never was more than 3 or 4 sprouts ever come up on again. Out on one end of it, there's a little bit of shoemake, and I went up there the next spring and grubbed out 3 or 4 little shoemake, and that's just all there was to it. It just killed that stuff better than 4 o'clock. I don't know what time the moon was in, but we used to, my dad owned that farm down below me there. And we had a field over on that side of the hill. And we cut that field faithfully every year for 25 or 30 years, and it never done a bit more good. It just, it's grown up now, and a rabbit can't hardly get through it.
Yeah.
But I spent a lifetime cutting fields there, and never done a bit of good. The next year, just big it was when we cut it. And well, mostly we had sheep on. We didn't hardly ever run cattle. Most had sheep on.
Uh-huh.
And sheep is not very, people eat weed, but they're not very much on brush.
Yeah.
I've often wondered if you ever noticed, do you ever notice these sandbars? We call them sandbars.
Yeah.
They grow up and got a little yellow ball on them.
Yeah.
You ever notice them?
Yeah.
You ever notice sheep eating them?
Yeah.
I know sheep, I don't know why they eat them.
They'll eat the tops out of them.
They'll eat them little red and yellow balls, too. See,
you know, they're related to tomatoes, I believe.
Yeah, it must be.
And
another thing, I was working a crossword puzzle in there a while ago, and a breed of sheep is Merino. I just wondered what brand of sheep you use.
Well, I've got them, my yos are mixed up. But I've got, my ram is called a Columbia. He's a pretty big one. But I've got some black-faced Suffolks. And I've got some white-faced Corriedales.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a few Dorsets.
We used to raise Hampshires.
Uh-huh, I've got a couple Hampshires.
It was a big black-faced.
Mm-hmm.
One time, like I say, I was born down in that house down yonder. It was a two-story house then.
Mm-hmm.
My dad owned the 250 acres in here. And there's a, he had a blacksmith shop over across the road up on the bank there. There's a building up there, and he had a blacksmith shop in there, and there's a sheep pasture. They had an old ram that would fight, mean. My dad, when he went to do any blacksmithing, we had a fire shovel there, and we had 2 fireplaces. And he'd just take a shovel and get him a shovel full of fire and go there and put it down and have a fire just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One day, he went over there to do some work, this old ram jumped him. He had this shovel full of fire. The old ram come out of him, he's sticking out in his face. After he got up to the building, I was safe, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. There's an old man lived up there where Lewis Binder lived, the name of Bill Mays. And he had a bunch of sheep, and he wore glasses. And he couldn't, his blind side of his glasses, he couldn't see nothing. And he went up there, had a bunch of sheep, and he had no lamb to fight. And he went up on the hill to feed the sheep one day. And he turned his back on that old ram somewhere, and that old ram hit him, just knocked him down, knocked his glasses off, and then he's blind. He couldn't see him. Old ram was killing him. Man, he just coming at him, just killing him. And he hit him, and he reached out. He couldn't see, but he reached out and grabbed the old ram. It was in the wintertime. He grabbed the old ram and held him, and he took his overall jacket out off. And he tied it over the old ram's head, tied. And then he crawled around on his hands and knees and his glasses. Hmm. He was trying, the old ram hit him and knocked him down, you know, and he was trying to crawl around on his glasses, and they just killed him. While I'm talking about sheep. I don't know where it's the truth or not, but there's no preacher told me this. And it's been years ago, and I'm still laughing. He growed up over in Roan County or someplace, and he said they had a bunch of sheep, and there's a Pokey River running through the farm. And they had a field went right down to the river. There was a bunch of them gathered up one day, and a bunch of boys gathered up on Sunday, and they was down the river playing, you know. These old sheep, then they'd turn them into mad and they'd mowed, you know. They was playing a game. They'd come up on the riverbank, you know, and the old buck was up there, and they'd check their head at him, you know, and he'd jump, and they'd duck to one side, and they'd go in the river. And said, they done that several times. They thought real funny, and said, this morning, this Sunday, they'd get it up, you know, and said, one of the old boys, he put his head up, you know, and shook his head, you know, and the old buck took aim till he ducked his head, and he run a straw off his nose, as a big old straw there, and he run a straw on his own head, and that old buck like killed him.
Oh, man.
Boy, would this be something like
that? I had a buck sheep one time that was got kind of mean, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on my tractor going out through them sheep. And you know that thing come at me on that tractor and hit that bumper or that tractor as hard as he could.
Well,
and I swear it dazed him for about 30 seconds.
Well,
I mean, kabang, he hit that thing as hard as,
boy.
As hard as he could hit it.
Bad no. You know, I was up years ago, there used to be a salt marsh up at Gasway. And I was up at Gasway and salt marsh. There's a bunch of sheep in there, and there's two old buck sheep. And they sold them, a whole bunch of them. They just turned them all out in a big pen, and the bucks come in to fight. And I don't see how in the world it depends. They'd get back 20, 30 feet and hit, you know.
Yeah.
And somebody told me later, one of them did. B's head busted, died.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, it's really something now to see them get back, come yeah. together like that.
Yep.
Look how fast. Like their moons went.
Yep.
It was. Up there where you could see it plain. Do you burn wood?
Yep.
I've been kind of waiting to cool down a little bit to get started cutting some wood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much anymore. I have to take it kind of easy. Like, I used to like saw wood awful well.
Yeah.